Footsteps, Chapter 34. Another time, Mrs. Eddy said to one who professed to love her, "Don't love me, person, but love. Then you will include me and all. But if you love some person, you are shutting out love. If you were to love a person, you would probably love me more than anyone else. But if you loved person, you would have the result of it." Oh, the infinitude of divine science! What did she mean when she said, "If you loved person, you would have the result of it"? Part of the art of present-day salesmanship is to use hypnotism in order to make an article a man does not want seem desirable in his eyes. If, through this method, a man was sold a worthless automobile, he would have in his possession, after the spell was broken, the result of that hypnotism, which would be a thing of no value. Through human love, false belief invests person or corporeality with qualities of desirability. The individual who yields to this falsity invites the inevitable disillusionment. One might say that animal magnetism puts forth sales arguments which cause man to desire the worthless symbols of matter and to look to them for life, happiness, and health. The result of this mistake is the limitation and consequent fear that must follow adherence to effect instead of cause. If you love person, you put limits on your reflection of God. You accept the belief in many minds. You make a reality of the mortality of man, with the inevitable result that you experience the effects of limitation or sin, sickness, and death. It is understood in Christian Science that the false concept of man is the manifestation of mortal mind, and therefore is controlled by this mind through hypnotism, just as the operator in a show controls his puppets. Thus, for man to accept a false sense of himself is to put himself under the domination of false law, where he is but a tool or servant of sin, whose destiny, like the herd of swine in Scripture, is to run down the hill of human life into the sea of oblivion. One of the chief methods used by animal magnetism in persuading man to accept a false concept of himself is to argue love of person. If man accepts this argument, even if the person be someone other than himself, nevertheless it constitutes a trick whereby he places himself with the herd, just as to touch a live wire puts one in connection with the entire voltage. To love person links man to the entire claim of a power and mind apart from God. Mrs. Eddy summed up this point in her own words as follows, quote, "The true sense of love is to love God good. Then we love all, for God is all. That love is unlimited and flows out freely to all, and all feel it. The human sense of love narrows itself down to a concept or a person and shuts out others. That is not love. Really, we do not love person. It is the good we love. This true sense of love brings freedom and an enlarged sense of things. Keep awake by loving more. Love the idea of God, and you will love God. You can only love God as far as you love His idea, and love will be expressed. What would you think of one who says he loves but never expresses it? Love does express itself. It heals. If you do not heal, you have not enough love. Prove your love. Love is God and expresses itself. Unquote. A false sense of love opens the door between you and the one you love, so that you are exposed and made subject to the abuse of those defects and errors to which all mankind are liable. The reason a spy is so dangerous is because he or she may be a person you like and enjoy. The sense of security and trustfulness accompanying friendship quiets your suspicion, and being thus off guard, you unconsciously reveal information that jeopardizes your country. Impersonal living opens your thought to God alone. Therefore, it blesses mankind without danger to oneself.